You're listening to SBS News.
Just behind Swan Hills Uniting Church, there's a place for newly arrived migrants to come together. Once a week, they share experiences over a meal and then learn more about the country they now call home. Sammy Fox came to Swan Hill from Morocco and now works as a caseworker for the Sunraysia Mali Ethnic Communities Council. She's organised for this gathering to focus on bushfire preparedness.
I think just really the education and keep reinforcing that message, that will help the new, and just keeping them in an environment that they feel comfortable and safe. For example, like here, you can see, like, you just feel like one family, and we talk about it openly, and you have other... We don't have to have a professional interpreter, but we have people that are really good, they can speak the language, they can actually interpret and ask all those questions that you actually sometimes be... You can't ask.
The Country Fire Authority is making an important visit, providing in-language flyers about the upcoming bushfire season. Sharing his experience with the group is Hazara refugee Rahula Husseini. He's been a Swan Hill local for the last 11 years. For most of that time, he's volunteered with the town's SES branch. Last year, he assisted nearby communities through devastating floods. Now, he's helping prepare migrants for any future disasters.
I would like to make sure in any emergency situation they are safe, including other community members, and to speak to their own language, which is Afghan language, a couple of different Afghan languages. Anytime I'm, go and talk to them about any emergency, definitely they are very happy and grateful.
Despite his contribution to the community, he's only just been granted permanent protection.
With all this limbo life I've been through for the 11 years, waiting to get a piece of paper, a permanent visa, limbo life. If, I swear to God, if I did not have ACS around me, I might not be here right now and stand up and talking to you guys.
A decade ago, there were nearly 60,000 volunteers with the CFA in Victoria. That figure has fallen to less than 53,000 in the last season. Here in Swan Hill, where more than a quarter of the population was born overseas, it's the newest Australians who are lending a helping hand during times of emergency. The regional city's mayor is Les McPhee.
Yeah, look, you're right in what you say. Yeah, volunteering right across Australia is starting to decrease. They're becoming an aged sort of volunteers. But with the new multiculturalism, the people coming in, it's very important for them to get involved, and it's a great way for them to get involved in the community.
Swan Hills Firefighting Authority says prolonged rainfall has created a higher fuel load, which spells greater risk with hotter, drier conditions. One evening a week, it's training night at Swan Hills CFA station. Volunteer firefighter Anton Fernando is among 15 Sri Lankan families in town.
We have little fires, but not bigger like here. And they never had experience like this in here, how big and how bad it is, even the flood event.
The town also has a strong Fijian community. Josateki Vunimasi is one of those community members who earns a living working in a local abattoir.
Under the visa that I come from, it's like I have to just go for one work. And it was a boring part for me to just back from work, stay at home and nothing to do. So I'd rather put myself out, like coming and help the community like we did back at home in Fiji. We always help each other to community.
The Swan Hill Fire Brigade's acting captain, Harold Jocks, says it's been a thrill to see the volunteers reflecting multicultural Australia.
A lot of the volunteering places are very stereotype with what the people that are in them. And I think breaking down those barriers and having people like Joe and Anton bringing what their culture, their beliefs, and intermingling it with our brigade, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
When he's not volunteering, Rahula spends time calling loved ones overseas.
Love you,
Nuria. I love you.
Love you, Nuria. Bye-bye, my dad.
After more than 11 years, Rahula, his wife and young daughter are still waiting to be reunited. The volunteers might be his second family, but without his first, he's not truly at home. Tai Sokhuizi, SBS News.